One's a vegan, the other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak, with Samaria, and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. Welcome once again to your Sunday night pulpit, where your preachers are Sumerian and Smokehouse. And the name of that movie clip is from Pump Up the Volume, one of my favorite movies. You should know that. Jeez. Excellent, excellent movie. A little dated. It's 80s, or very early 90s now. But still holds up pretty good. No, I think it's early 90s. So, Smokey is having a little bit of audio trouble on his end. And I just reinstalled Windows on my end because I got a new hard drive. So, all the audio settings may be a little bit interesting. So, we're going to see if it works. We're going to give Smokey a call and see how he's doing. We may hear nothing. We may hear static like we did a couple shows ago. It may not even connect. Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Oh, it works!
This thing's so fucking stupid, dude. I swear to God.
I can hear you. You can hear me. It's all good?
Yeah, my mixer just decided to... My PC mixer just decided to just do whatever it wanted to do.
As computers will do.
Skype did the same thing. All the settings were just wrong.
All wrong.
They were all wrong, and I hadn't touched it, so...
Really?
Whatever.
Can you turn up your microphone?
Maybe.
Or get closer to it, or...
Hold on, let me see.
Because he's a little quiet. Or the music's a little noisy. And if I take it down one more notch, it'll be gone. That's the problem with having Skype and the music playing off the same computer. La 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 la.
Is that any better?
You're much louder, yes.
Much louder?
Oh, that's good. We'll deal with that. We'll see how that works out.
Because I really haven't I haven't touched it from last week.
No, that's good. Good volume there.
Okay, good.
So how are you doing this Sunday, fine Sunday night?
I'm doing okay, you know. Same shit, different day.
Living day by day.
Living day by day on my country's birthday, you know.
It is, too. Your country had a birthday today. How old is your country?
228.
Getting on in the years. I can't remember how old our Canada is, because Canada celebrates its birthday 3 days before your country does.
Yes.
It's up there as well. It's not as old, I don't think.
Super Dude just told me... Go to a Macintosh. Yeah.
I don't know if that'll solve the problems.
I think that'd probably cause more problems because, you know.
Mac doesn't have Skype, first of all.
that one button mouse, and, you know.
Yeah, you'd be reaching for the right mouse button, looking for all those extra options, and they're just not there.
And everybody knows how many Macwares there are out there.
Ow. Not so many.
Free Mac software is in high demand.
Yeah, it's tough to get. So it's time for Rant Speak. Sunday night, 11 p.m. All that good stuff. Just before you start your work week. If your work week starts on a Monday, mine does.
Yeah.
Or some people are just bums and they're having the summer off because they go to school.
Or just bums like me, because they don't work at all.
That's right. Lucky smokehouse.
Yes, lucky me and my going on Social Security ass. That's me.
So lucky. Doesn't have to work a day in his life. Gets to be on a radio show and live the good life.
Yeah, I'm living a good life right now, let me tell you. This is awesome.
Wouldn't trade it for anything.
Lifestyle is the poor and pitiful. Man, that's me.
Oh, Canada is 137 years old. So, there you go. Quite a bit younger than the States.
Yay.
Yay, that's wonderful.
Yay for you guys.
So, if you'd like to get into the IRC and chat with all the regulars, all 74 of them tonight, you can go to rantradio.com, click on community, click on chat, and you're there. And it's also got some instructions if you want to use a different piece of software, which would probably be your best bet, like MIRC or BitJax or some other thing like that.
Yeah.
And if you do have those installed and you're listening, you can go to the other side servers and then go into the Rant Radio channel, and you can see all those wonderful people. People are saying, turn off BitTorrent. I'm not actually sending any data out on BitTorrent. So is it buffering and crap?
You don't sound as good as you normally do.
Yeah, I'm going to shut it down for now. There we go. It's enough people seating everything. Okay, it's shut down now, and everybody's like, it's all crappy. Well, it's shut down now. Nothing else is going on, just Skype and streaming. And I'm not downloading anything.
Yeah, you sounded kind of tinny there for a while.
Yeah, so did you. So hopefully that'll help out a bit. You can go to our website and download all the other past archives and catch up on the show and our lives and trials and tribulations of Sim and Smokey if you feel like that.
Yes.
And the people who are in the IRC tonight are Evil Spork, Cygnus, Tech Tricks, Burden, Ultimate, Kindling Boy, Dyslexic Atheist, Piborando, Blung, Gator 2, Slacker, and Liquid Blue, Atoll, Subcon. Let's see who else. Other names, Tech Tricks. I might have said that. Smokehouse is there.
Yes, I'm almost always there. but not paying attention.
That's right. Looking the other way.
Because I don't care.
Okay, everybody's saying it's better now, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, you do sound a little better, too.
Yeah, so. It's coming through a bit better. Even though maybe it was just checking constantly on the BitTorrent. It wasn't
probably
actually uploading or downloading anything.
Probably.
Yeah, if you want to get involved in Rant Radio, you can send us your picture. Because there's lots of pictures on the Rant Radio website of all your ugly mugs. So add your ugly mug to the rest of them, and you'll fit right in with the rest of them.
Do we have names for all those pictures? Because I notice when you mouse over some of them, you don't get all the...
I fixed that.
Okay.
It used to only work on Internet Explorer, but now it works on all of the browsers. Because I was using proprietary Internet Explorer tags, which, of course, they'd love you to use. So I switched over to the standard tags that will work on mouse over. So everybody's name should display now. Now that I've switched over to Mozilla.
Oh, have you?
Yes. Quite a while. Probably a couple months ago now. It's much better. Oh, it's so much better.
How is it better? Tell me how it's better.
It's better because it's got tabs. You don't have to open a window for every single web page you go to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it does have that.
It's got built-in pop-up stopper, so I don't have to run an external pop-up stopper anymore, and it works better than any pop-up stopper I've used so far.
Okay.
And it doesn't have a vulnerability coming out every day. And for whatever reason that is, just because more people aren't targeting it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have a vulnerability every day.
I mean, that's the reason that Internet Explorer has so many vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
Because, like, little script kiddies spend all day trying to find them.
Of course, you're going to go after the ones with the majority of users. Why would you go after, like, some obscure Mac browser? Yay, I hacksword one person! I am the king!
So. You'd be surprised how happy that would make some little script kiddie.
Oh, for sure.
I am elite. I hacked a Macintosh. Way to go, dude.
Yeah, you are the king. You're the king of the internet. We bow down to you. Here's
it's like
name.
drilling a hole in an aquarium. Big deal.
The fish will die, and then people will move on. You can also, if you're listening overseas, send in your name, city, and country to info@rantradio.com. Can't be in the States, can't be in Canada. Sorry, they're excluded from this contest.
Yes.
You can also tell somebody... What?
You said they're excluded from the contest, they cannot win.
No, you cannot win. In Canada, whenever there's a contest, the people in Quebec are always excluded in the rules. Not open to citizens of Quebec.
Well, that's because they wanted out anyway, right?
That's right. They're just not part of Canada.
Fuck them, French people.
They can leave. If they don't want to be part of it, we're not giving them any money, though.
They can go hang out with Michael Moore. He likes French people, and they like him.
He does, indeed. The problem with Quebec is they want to leave, but they still want their money.
They still want the money.
Yeah, so we're kind of at a standstill for the past... however X number of years, 137 years.
It's like moving out and asking your dad for cash.
But can I still have the allowance?
No.
No, not really. No, you're moving out, right? Yeah. Okay, bye. There's lots of projects people can also get involved in. If you can post that link, people can check that out if they have some skills. We need some skills from some people.
Skills, bad skills.
It doesn't pay much. Probably about as much as Smokey gets paid.
Which is a whole lot of nothing. Thank you very much.
A whole lot of nothing. Same amount as I get paid. Actually, I get paid less because I use up a lot of money putting into this, buying cameras and tapes and blah. Just bought 50 tapes the other day for my video camera.
Sort of excessive, maybe? 50 at once?
Well, it is, but it isn't, because... now that I've got 50, I don't have to go out and buy them every couple of weeks. And also, they're the exact same tape. And it's good that for your camera that you don't use different tapes. It's like wearing in gears on a car. It knows. It gets used to it.
Okay.
And these are really good tapes, so I got a bit of a discount buying 50 of them.
Yeah.
So, there you go. There's my reasoning. It's just like buying in bulk when you go to the grocery store. Why keep going in back every week for some canned goods that actually last 5 years on your shelf? Just buy them all at once.
I have an uncle like that.
Oh, really? He just stocks up everything?
Yeah, he's got like this room in his house. It looks like a warehouse. He's got more food than he'll ever eat.
A warehouse or a bomb shelter?
Yeah. It's like if he needs to go buy a can of corn, he won't buy just one can. He'll buy a case of it.
Because he hates shopping.
It's unreal.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally like that. Absolutely like that. I just can't stand buying things over and over again when I don't have to. Just buy them all at once. Get it done. Yay. You can send in your news stories, too, because that's very helpful for me. Because people scour the internet. All you guys read the news pages all the time. And sometimes I miss stuff. Usually I don't. People send me news stories and I go, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. I've seen that. But lots of the time...
send them to Sam, not to me.
Yeah, info@rantradio.com. That's the email. Very simple. info@my website. Bandwidth. We need bandwidth very badly. If you work at an ISP or you work at some place that has lots of outgoing bandwidth, or you're at a school and you have access to a computer you can install Shoutcast on, email me. And my email is info@rantradio.com, of course.
Did we pick up a little bit? I thought I noticed that the industrial...
yeah, we got a little bit back, which was very, very nice. It rescued us for a little bit. Still not great. But, you know, we always need more because they always drop off, come back, drop off. So you never know when we have, like, nothing left. Two or three mirrors could just drop off and boom.
Now and they just disappeared.
And they disappeared. We're gone.
And we never talk to them again. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, and it's very sad because we live on donations. This is all free. This is all free radio for you guys. We don't make any money. It's all donated, and we love them for that.
It would cost a few $1,000 a month to do
what we're doing
right now.
Literally, a couple $1,000s a month. And, of course, we don't have that, and we can never make that up in donations. So... We don't ask for money donations because it won't help anything. We just wouldn't be able to support it. So we ask for no money and just ask for donations in terms of bandwidth and stuff because that helps out a lot more.
I mean, if you want to give us money, you can, but We don't get much out of it.
No, not a whole lot out of it. It doesn't pay for much.
Tim might get like a $7,000 microphone out of it, and you know, I'll get nothing, but, you know.
And Smokey will get a kick in the ass. $7,000 microphone. That better sound like the most... It better make me sound like a diva or something on it.
Yeah,
10-octave range or something.
I know you. If it was out there, you'd save for it, because you're a freak.
Yep. Oh, for sure. No, not a microphone. I'm not that anal about microphones. So if you can hear my voice, it's all good. I've just got like a $200 microphone right now, and it's all good.
Even for me, that's excessive. $200.
Yeah.
Holy crap, man. This is what I'm using, $3.
$3 Radio Shack special.
That's right.
And we need DJs, because we need to put something on these radio stations.
Yes, someone interesting would be nice.
Yeah, something interesting, something exciting, something original. That would be good.
That would be very good.
And email Smokey. This is the thing you can email Smokey about. Smokehouse@rantradio.com if you're a DJ. Please send him something intelligent, something that's in English, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, you can email me about whatever you want. Just don't send me news stories, because I don't care.
Yeah, send him female nude pictures. He likes that.
Yeah, that's
that,
good.
That always works. It helps you get a show as well.
You're just jealous because you've never gotten any.
True. That I would be nice to get some more of those. More than zero.
It's really funny because people that I've talked to for years on here, they always ask me, I tell them to email me something, and everybody goes, what's your email address? I'm like, how hard can this be?
Oh, I know.
What's my email address?
Yeah, we say it every week, constantly.
Even if we didn't, like, it's hard to figure out.
Oh, for sure. It's a crazy one. It's got letters and numbers and dashes and underscores and periods all over the place. It's crazy.
Smokehouse@rantradio.com. That's a tough one.
That's right. So, you have any news? DJ news.
DJ news. Not really.
No. No sign-ups, drop-offs, anything like that?
Sign-ups or drop-offs, no.
Okay. That's good. But we need DJs so that Smokey can announce it on the show. That would be nice.
Yes, I need more people to boss around, too, because I like that.
That's right. Rant Media News, we're going to DEF CON, and that's very soon. It's 3 weeks now, it looks like. We'll be heading down the coast, west coast, through Washington, Oregon, California, and then over to Nevada, down the I-5. So if you live near the I-5, very close to the I-5, drop me a line. We'll meet up. We'll tell you when we're going to pass through. Buy us some lunch. We'll meet up with you. This is at the end of the month, I think, like on the
27th.
No, when is this? We'll be leaving on like the 24th or 25th from BC and heading down over 4 days down the coast, leisurely winding our way down there. And then ending up at DEF CON in Las Vegas.
Who's driving?
I will be driving my vehicle, and Sean will be driving his new vehicle.
He has a new vehicle.
Yes, and I can't reveal too much because it's part of patrolling. Season 2, so...
Whatever. It's a tactical what?
It's very mighty, and I just filmed some stuff today with it. It's awesome.
All right.
Maybe I'll tell you later, Smokey, off the air, because it's secret.
Oh, and there is no patrolling this week because Sim's a bastard.
Yeah, so. I've been working on the porn on beta stuff this week because I do more than one thing. I do like 15,000 things, and it's all little time slices that I have to give up in my life. And unfortunately, the time slice was very large for porn on beta this week because we just released the album to the general population. Everybody in the IRC got to hear it last week before anybody else. But this week, it's all about the general public, so I had to work on that for a little bit.
Yeah, it's all about porn on beta and me interviewing you today, you self-serving bastard.
This interview has nothing to do with pretty much anything, but... But, big news, we made the Times, the New York Times. Is this in your outline?
Where would it be? I don't see it.
Right under Rant Media, I'll post it anyway. You can look for it. The New York Times, Rant TV and Sean Kennedy in the New York Times. I'll read it out to you. As fans download and discover programming on WinAmp TV, the audience grows. AOL counts 18 million installations of the video-enabled WinAmp 5 player, although the player's traffic counter usually lists a number close to 2,500 active viewers. One avid WinAmp TV watcher, David Childers, 39, of Mobile, Alabama, spends 5 hours a day tuning to online broadcasts. I don't watch regular television much anymore, he said. Mr. Childers' favorite channels are Korean music show Oh My Trance and Rant TV, which runs documentaries of dumpster diving and radical political talk, along with instructions on how to hot rod a sports car illegally. Mr. Childers is partial to Rant TV's Sean Kennedy, the host of an uncensored fringe talk show who appears in a kung fu uniform. You would never see that on network TV, he said. They'd haul the guy off. Nice.
How come you waited? Like, when did you find out about this?
This was Thursdays, on July 1st, Canada's birthdays, New York Times.
And this is when you found out?
Yeah, on the day.
And you're telling me that you're an asshole.
No, I ICQ'd you this. I sent you the link.
I don't know if I got that one.
I sent you the link.
Is it one I didn't look at?
Possibly. Most likely. The link is not wrong. You bitches. I just clicked on it. It works. Who said that? Oh, Liquid Blue. Yeah, try again. The link is not wrong. I've been clicking on it lots and lots of times.
Well, I didn't know about this, so I'm
really
excited now.
Yeah, isn't that... Like, what's above the New York Times? Tell me a newspaper that is more known than the New York Times.
There isn't one.
In the English-speaking world. Of course, there's like Chinese newspapers where 5 billion people read it, but in the English-speaking world, there is no higher than the New York Times, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Maybe the Washington Post.
Maybe the Washington Post is on...
Whale, motherfucker!
What was that?
Did you hear that? You shouldn't have heard that.
Well, I did. It went through.
Did it? I'm not supposed to do that.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. The Porn on Beta web CD full release was actually tomorrow, Monday. So, and I put it out in BitTorrent version, which I've been working on for a while, and that's why the delay for the general population. So, there's the link. You can download the perfect copy of the CD. It is in BinQ format, ISO format, on torrent. You can download it, burn it perfectly. The tracks don't have gaps in them. They all blend into each other. Download, burn, free, free, free. That's what it's all about. It's all about the freedom of the data. Free the data. Are you still there, Smokey? Smokey is gone.
I'm still here. No, I'm here.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm just listening to you, you know, stroke your own ego about your album.
Well, it's really good. We got good feedback from it. I think it's good anyway.
I haven't downloaded it yet. I'm a prick.
You're not really into that music anyway.
Some of it. I like some of it.
Yeah. You probably like the slow songs. A lot of people are liking the slow songs that aren't really into the genre of the music, because a slow song could be pretty much any genre, actually.
Yeah, I like those.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty proud of those ones. Those are some of my favorites on the album.
I'm gonna download it. I'm not doing that on purpose.
Well, if you download it, you can help with the torrent. So if the lyrics are up actually as well on the Porn on Beta site. So people who can't understand what the hell I'm saying, you can go to the lyrics on the Porn on Beta page and read them all. Which is nice, because some people were asking me for that, and I finally put them up. And I put up a news story on the front page, and actually the covers are up on the site as well, so you can download them and print those out and make up your own CD.
Did you include the lyrics in the cover things?
No, we don't do that. It takes up too much room.
Oh, you're supposed to, you bastard.
Some bands do, some bands don't, and we're a band that does not include the lyrics. You can just go to our website. They're all on there, every single lyric we've ever sung.
If I actually buy a CD and the lyrics aren't in it, I get pissed off.
Do you? It takes a lot of paper to print up the lyrics. Like, they have to include, like, a 10-page booklet.
It doesn't take 10 pages. Have you seen the fonts these people use? They're, like, 0.2.
Yeah, there's, like, 10 songs per page. Yeah, it's crazy sometimes. Okay, listener feedback. Oh, yeah, that's right. I have to play something for this. La 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 la. There it is.
1, 2, 3, 4. Evil is awesome. Evil is weird. Evil is awesome. And evil is weird. I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
Thank you, Strong Bad. Okay, the first one, very, very cool thing Ultimate did, and he's in the IRC right now, so you can thank him right there, if you can post the link for that. It's a Rant Sampler CD, and what this is a whole cross-section of Rant projects. So when
I kept meaning to do this myself, actually.
Well, you've kind of done this before, but yours was in the, like, it's kind of a yearbook thing.
Yeah.
And certain people, right?
Well, yeah, but I have been meaning to make, you know, smaller ones with smaller content to send out for, like, press kits and stuff, and I'm like...
Right.
It's always like, I'll do that tomorrow.
So. Yeah, we're very busy, so it... All this, I've got a list of hundreds of things to do. So it's nice that a fan can do this for us and get this idea together, because sometimes we just don't have time for it. It's got Rant Speak on it, SKTFM.TV Patrolling, Sean Kennedy Radio Show, Sean Kennedy Rants, After Now, and Porn on Beta Songs. So you get a really good cross section of what we've done on with the Rants. With Rant Media and stuff, so that's very cool. And he also asked a question in the IRC just before the show. I'm curious, if you have a moment, why do you do your show so late?
Because Sim is a self-serving bastard.
That's the only reason. That is absolutely number one reason, because I'm a self-serving bastard, because it's 11 p.m., my time, it's right before I go to bed, I don't want to interfere with any of my days.
But he'll interfere with my, you know, 1 in the morning, which I'd be awake anyway, but I wouldn't have to talk to anybody.
That's right. I'm disturbing Smokey. And people seem to stay up for it, which is cool, which is really nice.
They do, but I also know it's only because it's us.
Yeah, and we give lots of juicy news out.
I don't think anybody would stay up to listen to, say, like, Purden at 1 in the morning.
You never know. You just never know. You know, right?
I know. Yeah, that's why I'm in control. Because I know things.
You know. That's why he has the power. So as we're going down to Las Vegas for DEF CON 12, we're actually going to meet up with a guy that I met up on the way to Burning Man 2 years ago. And I borrowed a book from him, which was an awesome book. It's a cult called Culture of Fear. And it's right beside me, actually. And it talks about all the things that the media really hypes up but actually aren't that bad. They just hype it up because they're having a slow news day and everybody gets excited about it. And news stories feed on news stories, etc., etc. Anyway, that's a side thing. So we're meeting up with him again on the way to Las Vegas. He's going to take us out for lunch, which is awesome. And he'll actually get to meet Sean Kennedy this time, because last time I went down with Sideslide.
You guys are such pimps. It's like, you can meet us if you feed us.
Well, yeah, Sean is very hungry. He's a hungry, growing boy, and if you don't feed him, he gets very angry.
he's growing all right.
Actually, slimmed up quite a bit. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because he was showing me some pictures today, because we film on Sunday. And I'm looking at these old pictures of Sean, like, 3 years ago. And he was fat. Oh, my God. He was actually kind of chunky.
In the Burning Man movie, he was fat.
Yeah, that's exactly the right time. And I'm looking at these pictures, and he's so chunky. You can see it even just in his face. It's so amazing how much weight he's lost.
Yeah, I think the point where you could tell where he was fat in the movie, anyway, was like when you guys had the flat tire, and he's out walking around with it, you know, and he's got his t-shirt all tucked in. That I asked myself, why do fat guys do that?
That's a bad move, right?
Because my dad, he's kind of like that. He'll wear like the tightest t-shirt he can find, and I'm like, why, dude?
Bad move. No, it doesn't make you look buff. It makes you look fat.
Fat.
Yeah, just because your t-shirt's tight, that's not muscle under there. You're bursting out at the seams. Anyway, roundabout way to getting to this. Wagawar has asked me a whole bunch of questions that...
Which I have not bothered to look at.
So this
is a holiday weekend.
Yeah, that's okay. They're not really that intense of a question to ask. Because people constantly ask me this, so mark this down on your calendars, episode 19. This is your FAQ for Sim and being vegan.
And
so if you ever want to know why I do this, here's the episode. Please reference it. Don't ask me again. This is your FAQ.
I can't imagine why people even ask.
I don't know. They're interested. They're interesting about what I eat, right? Isn't that absurd? Isn't that almost to the point of absurdity?
Considering it's pretty much nothing.
It's like, Smokey, what did you eat for breakfast? Like,
whatever I can find.
And, right. But a lot of people are interested, including Wagawar. I think because he's interested in maybe trying to switch over to that a little bit. I'm not sure.
Oh,
so, he said, do you want me to read this out?
No.
You can do it?
No, I can do it. I mean, okay. This is just so incredibly self-serving.
I didn't ask for it.
Well, I know, but it's like, wow. We'll just skip the first one because it's stupid.
But I want to answer yes.
Okay. So, Sam, you're a vegetarian, right?
Well, yes, I am, Smokey.
Okay. And what's the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian?
Well, vegetarians can be anything. That's like the big term that everything falls under, anywhere from you just don't eat red meat all the way to I put bugs outside because they're in my house and sweep the walk before I walk down the street because I don't want to hurt any bugs. And vegan...
Do you put bugs outside?
Pardon me?
Do you put bugs outside?
Yes, I do.
I
put bugs
outside.
And vegan is usually termed as no meat, no eggs, nothing to do with animals whatsoever. It's more defined as a lifestyle of non-abusive to any animal whatsoever. But as well, it's a very loose term. It can mean anything. So it's what you define as. And to people who have no idea about vegetarianism or vegan, I never say vegan because they'll go, what? What planet are you from? I'm from planet Vega. So I just say vegetarian, and then the questions ensue. It's always at dinner, because, you know, when you go out with friends or new people, they're always asking you that. Next.
Okay. What is a fruitarian? I think that's what that's supposed to
be. Yeah, it's supposed to be fruitarian. From what I understand, a fruitarian is a person who only eats food that does not destroy, it's beyond vegan. You don't even touch the animals or anything at all. And you have rules about what plants you eat. Try that on for size. You can only eat from plants and trees that give up their fruit, and you can pick the fruit from them or whatever, and it doesn't kill the original plants. So the plant can live on and produce more of it, like a tomato plant. Like, you can prick the tomatoes off, it'll still be there next year producing more tomatoes. Or an apple tree or stuff like that. So that's what I've heard that it is. That's pretty hard to do.
Yeah, that's
pretty limiting, but you still can live on it, I believe.
Okay. Why are you a vegan? Is this some religious bleeding heart thing?
No, nothing to do with religion. I'm an atheist and have no beliefs whatsoever.
Sad man.
Very sad. I turn into dirt after I die and don't get to go to heaven like the rest of you. But then you're rid of me. Ha ha. Isn't that wonderful? What?
So it works for me.
Yeah, it works for everyone, right? You don't want atheists in heaven anyway.
No.
Vegan, because, well, for every reason you can think of except for religious reasons, it all of a sudden turned me off one day. I was cooking some pork, and it all of a sudden just looked nasty, smelled nasty. Maybe it was bad pork or something, but that was the end of it. No more pork, and then it is snowballed into everything, and it's just like, why am I eating meat still? I don't really need to eat meat. I'm a higher evolved animal that I can choose what I eat, and I don't need to hurt other animals and other living creatures by eating them, because I do have choices.
Aww.
And also, meat is full of awful things nowadays, and also milk and other things. They pump hormones into it. And some people are going organic, which is another very good alternative, and eating animals that don't have any all of these hormones pumped into them and mutated so they grow faster, etc., etc. Next.
Next. This is so fun. how long ago did you decide to become a vegan?
Almost exactly the same time as Rant Radio started, so about 5.5 years ago.
Okay. This is weird.
But it's relevant, actually.
Did you model clothing in the past? Why did you stop? How connected is this to Rant Radio?
I kind of modeled clothing. I modeled some K clothing for a photo shoot just once. And Sean took pictures, and then he made me take off my clothes, and he rubbed me, and no.
Stop, dude. Stop.
So that picture on the Rant Speak site, that's me wearing some K clothing.
I swear, somebody like takes a Polaroid of you in a sweatshirt, and they think you model clothing.
Yeah, I don't know where he came up with this. Maybe I mentioned it once. I didn't actually. I'm not a model, so I didn't really stop being a model. I never was a model. And this says what?
You got the model body type, but you're
what?
Not a,
totally gaunt and almost dead.
Pretty much.
Yeah. How connected to Rant Radio is it? Nothing. Nothing to do with Rant Radio.
Okay, what types of physical changes occurred after you became a vegan? Lost weight,
okay.
Lack of energy, increased sex drive, blah, 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 blah.
Absolutely no change at all. I was extremely healthy before I was vegan, and extremely healthy after I was vegan. No lack of energy, no boost in energy, no change whatsoever. I have never missed school or work a day in my life to being sick.
What a waste of time.
So, there, that tells you my track record. Not once, ever.
Is it true that vegetarians and vegans lose the ability to digest meat?
Unknown.
I wouldn't say so.
No, I'm quite sure that it really doesn't change. I'm sure... I'll just enclose the next question in this one. I'm sure it'll make you sick after not eating it for a while. But I'm sure you can still digest it. Your body wouldn't mutate that, like you wouldn't mutate that quick or whatever, right?
No.
How long does it take to lose these enzymes? I have no idea. I don't know how to get them back. I don't know any medical information about being vegan.
All you gotta do is eat yogurt and stuff.
Yeah, there's some stuff in yogurt, and there is vegan yogurt, and I don't consider. This isn't in the questions. But he didn't ask me what my limits are. I will eat the stuff in yogurt. What is that? Bacteria culture. I don't consider them really conscious beings, so. They're too tiny. They don't have a face. I don't feel guilty eating them.
Okay. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. What about mental challenges?
Mental challenges.
Yeah, these questions are like, dumb.
Do you miss meat, pop, barbecue sauce? Meat? No, it's disgusting. I don't mean to miss it at all. I have no desire for any meat, eggs, dairy whatsoever. I've kind of got a mindset that it's disgusting, so I have no problems. Barbecue sauce, I can eat that. There's nothing in barbecue sauce. As far as I know, in certain pops, there's fish used as a stabilizer, but I don't really drink pop to begin with, and I have completely given up pop as well. Because, well, it's just kind of bad for you. It's got lots of sugar and other nasty things. What social challenges are there to being vegan? You have to explain yourself every time you go to dinner with somebody.
And I can make fun of you constantly.
Yeah, and Smokey gets a chance to poke fun at me all the time. But social challenges, it really doesn't come up unless I'm eating something. And even when I'm eating something, it's only at dinner when you're placing an order and you're trying to manipulate the menu so it's doesn't have any meat or anything. You're asking, is there dairy in that? And people are like, what? Are you allergic to it? Blah, blah, blah. Challenges do you face when you go to the grocery store? Not much. I just have to read. Well, I guess there's a challenge. I have to read every label every time unless I've already bought the thing in the past. because they love to put meat and dairy in everything for no good reason whatsoever. There's like dairy in the strangest things. You will be very surprised. I don't... Oh, people are asking there. See, do you drink beer? No, I don't like beer, so...
Oh. No, he doesn't. He doesn't like anything at all.
I don't like anything. I am a breatharian. I live on photosynthesis and water. I'm a plant. Hear me roar.
Okay, I'm gonna paraphrase this next one.
Okay.
Not the overcome one, but the one after.
Okay.
Would you eat, like, non-processed meat, like wild game and stuff like that?
No, because I won't eat meat. At all, yeah. Ever, never, ever, ever again. But I highly recommend everybody do, if they're not vegetarian, if they're not vegan, please try and look for organic foods, because you really don't need those hormones. You don't need those pesticides put on your plants. They're only a tiny bit more expensive, but your body will thank you for it.
Okay, let's see. It's a long question. I'm looking it over.
Okay.
So, what are good sources to help people become vegan? Like recipes and stuff like that.
There are a billion websites dedicated to it. Billions and billions of vegetarian recipes. Very easy to find. I believe there's also websites to help you figure out what kind of stuff is in foods. There's huge lists, and you'll look at them and go, I would die if I got rid of that. So, the way I did it, slowly over time, getting rid of one thing after the other, the second to last thing for dairy to go, well, meat was all gone, right away, gone. Nothing with meat ever again that one day. Switch. And for dairy, it took a little while. First went on to the soy milk. That was easy, because it's still some white liquid that you put on cereal, big deal. And I never drank milk to begin with. And it acts fine in recipes, so that was easy. Cheese was the second to last to go. That was difficult.
Hard.
Cheese is taste very, very difficult. And I still have not found a good substitute for cheese, so I've been cheeseless for a very long time.
That would suck, dude.
That does suck a lot. Pizza without cheese sucks. Bag. You have to hold it perfectly level, or everything falls off.
Right.
And the last thing to go was chocolate, but I found lots of alternatives for chocolate now. Not alternatives, but chocolate without dairy. There's lots of chocolate without dairy.
Logor was talking about eating salad for breakfast, and I'm willing to bet that you don't do that. That's a little odd.
I rarely eat salad, actually. People are like, there's nothing left. Meat, and that's all I eat is meat. There's hundreds of types of vegetables, hundreds of types of fruits, hundreds of types of everything else. Beans, rice, pasta. Oh, there's so much. People just have a meat-centric outlook on life, so there you go.
I tried to eat a tofu hot dog once, and it was repulsive.
Yeah, you have to get the right ones. I went through a lot of trial and error with stuff, but I've got it down to a science now. I'd pimp out the names, but if you want to know the names, I don't know. I'll say it some other time. Actually, you just have to try it for yourself. Maybe what I like is maybe not what you like, so you just have to buy small packages of them, I guess, or something like
some
that.
Some of the stuff is good, because I've had some of it. You know,
oh, this.
I'll eat pretty much anything.
Some of it's excellent, yeah. Some of it, I'm glad I found out. Like the wog food, that's amazing. That's really, really good stuff. And that'll be in an upcoming patrolling episode. And he has told you on the radio how to do it, but and most of the people don't know where it is and haven't heard that. It's time for the... What?
Told us how to do what?
Make wog food.
Oh, yeah.
It's very easy, very tasty, very quick. Which is all three criteria for Sean's food. Actually, it doesn't even have to be tasty for Sean to eat it.
He doesn't... like, really eat those IMPs all the time, does he?
No, only once in a while for some strange reason. I have no idea. Maybe when Adrian's away from the house for an hour. I need the food!
I don't know why he buys those, because they're not cheap.
They're not cheap. They're not good for you. They're totally full of preservatives, and they're nasty. So they've got so many strikes against them, but they're... You just open them up and eat them. They don't need to be heated. They don't need to be cooked. They're pre-cooked and, ugh, awful.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. He just and well, it's in a box, so it's tactical.
That's
and
right.
Cool.
It fits all together like bricks in the back of your vehicle, and you can store tons of them, and they don't even have ingredients on them, so it's very frightening. So I wasn't able to partake in any part of the IMPs. So I was like, I don't know what's in those, and I don't think I want to eat them anyway.
You know what you should do? It'd be really funny.
What?
Buy him a G.I. Joe lunchbox. That's all he needs.
That would be good. Well, his birthday's coming up in like 3 months or so.
Yeah, just put some food in there. Oh, here, Sean.
Give him a peanut butter sandwich and send him on his way.
It's refillable.
You don't need to bring the IMPs anymore, or MREs. That's another name for them.
Yeah.
Actor Tom Cruise opens a detox center. Oh, he's so helpful. That's so nice of him. Actor Tom Cruise has opened a detox center in New York for rescue workers exposed to toxic material during the September 11th attack on the U.S. in 2001. The center, based in Long Island, New York, is the second detox center to be funded by the 41-year-old movie star. In March, he raised $1.2 million towards treatment for workers who sift through tons of debris. It's been almost 3 years since the attacks, and thousands are still suffering, he said. That's unacceptable to me, to these heroes, and to their families, Cruise said during the inaugural on Wednesday. Now, you're thinking, this is all great. This is really nice of Tom Cruise to help out these workers. Well, you just keep listening. Ailments suffered by the rescue workers have been dubbed 9/11 syndrome.
Okay.
The first center, which opened in Manhattan in 2002, was partly funded by L. Ron Hubbard's Church of Scientology, of which Cruise is a member. The alternative treatment, outlined in Hubbard's book, Clear Body, Clear Mind, uses exercise, sauna, sweat out, vitamins and minerals to help rescue workers cleanse their bodies of toxic materials.
Okay.
The first center is to have treated more than 400 rescue workers so far. Cruise's sister and spokeswoman, Lee Ann DeVette, said he will open several more of the facilities throughout the rest of the year. It's something he cares a great deal about, and it helps so much.
Well, that in and of itself isn't really all that bad.
No, it sounds pretty nice.
It just, what else is he teaching these people as they're recovering?
Well, that's what the next story is related to, because it doesn't tell you in that one.
Mm-hmm.
This is on Zenu.net, and we did this on the show in just after 2001 when this happened. And I didn't print out what happened. But what's happened during the attacks, or shortly after the attacks, is that on CNN, just on the little ticker at the bottom, or on Fox, I can't remember which one. After Fox News was made aware that they were referring people to Scientology, they removed the crawling banner from their broadcasts. Scientology was able to fool them by promoting themselves as National Mental Health Assistants. Very typical for them to form a front group with similar sounding name to a legitimate organization. The National Mental Health Association was not amused. And what the Scientologists emailed out, this is going to be a quick communication to the group. As part of our briefing given to the group going to Ground Zero this evening, we were informed not to give out any information what is going down there via the internet. However, people were allowed to call people to share the good news or news in general. Blah, blah, blah.
Aww.
So what they're doing is setting up call lines for people scrolling along the bottom for help dealing with the trauma of 9/11.
Yeah, I remember talking about this back then.
And it was actually Scientology recruitment centers. Not so good. And
that's cold.
That is very, very cold. They're taking advantage of vulnerable people in a time of crisis and showing them the light of Scientology so they can take all of their money so they can be clear of Thetans, these other magical parasites that L. Ron Hubbard invented. So they're doing it again, except with the star power of Tom Cruise.
Yes, and
putting them into
that.
What?
And he does have quite a bit of that. So.
Oh, yeah, so they're putting them in sweat lodges and sweating them out of all of their conscious ability to make good decisions and then signing them up for Scientology. So this is extremely frightening, and I'm upset that they don't actually mention their little foray into tricking people during just after 9/11, which they should have.
Yeah.
Bacteria in the home of art professor spurs indictment on fraud charges. In a case that has angered the art world and raised concerns about academic freedom, the federal government obtained mail fraud and wire fraud indictments Tuesday against University of Buffalo art professor Stephen Kurtz and the chairman of the University of Pittsburgh's Human Genetics Department. They are both accused of illegally scheming to use Farrell's position with the University of Pittsburgh to obtain two bacterial agents that were found last month in Kurtz's home laboratory on College Street. Kurtz's attorney and said the bacteria were harmless, and the authorities made no allegation that the men were intending to use the bacteria for terrorism. But U.S. Attorney Michael Battle said the investigation is continuing. Federal prosecutors and agents called the indictments a case of protecting the public safety in a post-9/11 America. This case has nothing to do with artistic expression, has everything to do with public safety. Regardless of the plans these two men had for the materials, we can't allow people to buy and distribute bacterial agents like this under false pretenses. It's not a case of terrorism, but a case of mail fraud. Where does it say? Oh, the two biological agents seized from Kurtz's home were Bacillus atrophius and Serratia marcensis, which are not alleged to be highly dangerous substances. But prosecutor William Hochul said the substances were purchased under false pretenses.
It's like, what are they for then if they're not dangerous?
It says, while not wildly dangerous, it is associated with pneumonia and urinary tract infections.
Oh.
Seems to be hardest on kids and people with compromised immune systems. Do you know what kind of strain we're getting and how toxic it is? So, and also one of them is commonly found in soil, water, or on plants and in animals. Once believed to be harmless, the microbe has increasingly become associated with hospital acute acquired infections, including those of the urinary tract. So he was planning to be a terrorist by giving people urinary infections. Terrorizing America with urinary infections.
I'm tired of all this post 9/11 crap, and
yes.
it's the news problem. People act like this is such a different place to live now, and it's not.
Has
really
anything at all happened since 9/11?
No, and nothing has changed here.
Nothing. Not one thing. Not one thing has happened. Everyone is like, what? Why are we on these orange alerts? Well, what's going on? Like, nothing has happened.
Nothing's happened, and it's more the media than it is the government, even, because there's nothing going on.
The media is trying to make up stories.
I think they are, because there's nothing going on other than you know, we're trying to help the Iraqi people or something, and
yep.
They're shooting at us. There's nothing going on.
And I would hope that maybe this is the doing of the government. Saying, maybe they'll say, well, we're protecting you. Isn't that obvious?
Mm-hmm.
But have they done anything that really has changed anything? Other than throw a lot of people in jail for frivolous things.
Other than change, I mean, my lifestyle and everybody I know, our lifestyles haven't changed a bit.
Nope.
It's a bit tougher at the airport, which is a good thing.
Yeah, and as it should be. And at the borders, which I have to deal with as well. Because it was very lax before that. They hardly searched any cars. They really didn't ask a lot of questions. And, yeah, you should make sure people coming in and out of your country are doing the right thing.
I had no problem getting into Canada whatsoever last time I was up there.
Yeah, it's not really difficult. You just have to be nice and answer all the questions that they ask, and they're not that intrusive, so...
I had a hell of a time getting back.
Oh, really? Well, that's your people asking those questions.
Well, yeah, that's my point, though. It's tougher to get back in the country now than it ever was before.
Yeah. The next one, voting official seeks terrorism guidelines. The government needs to establish guidelines for canceling or rescheduling elections if terrorists strike the U.S. again, says chairman of a new federal voting commission. Such guidelines do not currently exist, said ahead of the voting panel. Soares was appointed to the Federal Election Assistance Committee last year by President Bush. And he raised concerns to Secretary Tom Ridge in April. I'm still awaiting their response, and thus far we have not begun any meaningful discussion. Soares noted on September 11, 2001, fell on Election Day in New York City, and he said officials there had no rules to follow in making the decision to cancel the election and hold it later.
That is a valid point, actually.
It is a valid point. And then later it says, look at the possibilities. If the federal government were to cancel an election or suspend an election, it has tremendous political implications. If the federal government chose to not suspend an election, it has political implications. So a lot of foil hat people are saying they're going to have a fake terrorist attack during the election and keep Bush in office until the terrorist threat goes away.
No.
So Bush can stay in office forever.
If they were going to do that, they would have done it by now. Okay. It's not like they're going to do it like the day before, okay? It's not going to happen.
That would just be too obvious. But I thought that was really interesting that they're bringing this up right near the election. But, of course, it is to do with the election.
And Michael Moore's got his foil hat out right now. It's going to happen. I have paper. It says it right there.
I just erased this black mark, and it said that.
Yeah.
Canada High Court disappoints music industry. All right, Canada wins one again. Canada highest court had high praise for the internet as a technological wonder when it ruled the music industry could not sue internet service providers for royalties on music illegally downloaded via their networks. The ISPs are simply conduits, the court said, and the free flow of information should not be hindered.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Do not sue the messenger. They have nothing to do with what the people are downloading. The Supreme Court of Canada has issued a major blow to the industry, which has hoped to be able to sue internet providers. In a ruling issued on June 30th, the court ruled... Why is this so redundant? Significantly, the Supreme Court ruled that even if an ISP creates a cache of frequently downloaded music, it cannot be sued for copyright infringement. That is really big. Because that was the whole thing that was hinging. Because what is a cache? That was the question. Is it the tiny bits of data that are sitting in the router for the millisecond that it takes to pass on to the customer? And that's what the music industry was arguing against. It's like, you're caching it for the customer because it's sitting on your router, so therefore you're illegally having music as an ISP. Well, it has to go through our router to get to the person. Well, yeah, so you have it. Bad! We want money! Give us our money! We have it
for an instant. Give us the money.
Yeah. Give us all your money. It's absolutely ridiculous. The court says the capacity of the internet to disseminate works of the arts and intellect is one of the great innovations of the information age. Mr. Justice Ian Binney, please, everyone, send thank you letters to him. It should be used to facilitate rather than discourage, but this should be not done unfairly at the expense of the creators of the works. The internet presents a particular challenge to national copyright laws, which are typically territorial in nature. So thank you, Mr. Justice Ian Binney. Another great thing for Canada. We're totally in the free now. This is like one of the last rulings that we needed. It's not illegal to download music now. It's not illegal to upload music now. And the ISPs are free and clear. We are absolutely free for music in Canada.
I don't know why it's so difficult to figure it out down here.
I don't know. It just... Send this guy to down, or whoever was arguing on the behalf of the ISPs, send him down to the States and get him going.
Do you guys have younger government officials or something?
It might be. I think maybe we don't have like the stick in the muds, and maybe they're like 40 years old instead of 80. Like all the guys on the Supreme Court down there.
That must be it, because why this goes on and on down here and they can't figure this out so simply like you guys do, I have no idea. I'm just totally boggled by it.
Well, I'm glad that Canada's actually thinking on their own rather than just blindly following the States like sometimes they do. And here's one from the States. Internet pornography law blocked by Supreme Court. This is actually really good. Despite what it looks like on the surface, because they always try and push it through with different things. The Supreme Court on Tuesday upheld a ban on the Child Online Protection Act, which has a good acronym, COPA, which threatened to criminalize not only pornographic, but also sex education and advice websites. The ruling is the second time the court has blocked COPA for its undue restrictions on freedom of speech, according to the ACLU, which fight for all of us constantly for very little money, or no money, actually. I think it's all voluntary. Opponents of the COPA argue that there are other methods of protecting children online that do not criminalize protected speech, like talking to your children.
Yeah.
And watching maybe what they do and seeing what's happening. Yeah. Through the stated intent of the COPA, though the stated intent of the COPA is to protect children from online pornography, the ACLU reports that sites containing explicit sex education information, sexual advice, STI prevention... What happened to STD? Sexual transmitted... I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Infection.
I don't know. And gynecological information could also face criminal penalties were the law to take effect. These penalties could include fines up to $50,000 a day for helping people out by giving them information about condoms, and up to 6 months imprisonment for violators. By again blocking the COPA, the courts have made it safe for artists, sex educators, and web publishers to communicate with adults about sexuality without risking jail time. Thank you very much.
I don't know why some people think that ignorance equals safety.
I know.
When it's like the exact opposite.
It's education equals safety.
Yeah,
let's not talk to our kids about sex because they might actually go and do it. Guess what? They're going to do it anyway, and they're going to learn about it from school and probably the wrong way.
That's the problem with the entire North American culture right now, is nobody takes responsibility for what they do.
No, nobody at all. Sue anybody you can. I am a useless person. I don't know what I'm doing from minute to minute.
And I didn't say American culture, I said North American culture.
Oh yeah, it's bad up here in Canada as well. We do have limitations on lawsuits, though, for amounts, but it's still crazy.
I mean, this whole culture is just lazy and just indifferent about everything.
Oh, it's awful.
It's like, why should I take the blame when I can blame the television or
music, or this guy over here, or the government, or the cigarette manufacturers, or McDonald's.
Yeah.
They made me fat, die, get lung cancer, make my children look at pornography.
Yeah, and blaming the government seems to be like a big thing these days. It's all the government's fault. No.
It's your goddamn fault.
It's your goddamn fault for being a lazy bastard.
That's right. The terror, Europe, and others. Bombs or bullards? Arrested for sketching on the South Bank. Somebody... Oh, I didn't write down the person's name who sent me this. Sorry, please. Ron Dare says the majority in this country wants the Home Secretary, who will take whatever legal measures are required to protect them. Oh, this is weird. Oh, let's go to the next one. On Easter Monday, I was in central London sketching locations of South Bank entertainment sites on Waterloo South Bank footbridge in preparation for a meeting with a client to whom I hope to sell a signage system. I'm not sure what that is. The two police officers who approached and asked what I was doing did not believe me in spite of the product brochures and the client contact lists I had in my bag. They did not ask to see them, but called another half dozen constables, who then helped themselves to a bag search. On finding philosophy texts in my bag, a subject I happened to write on, whose authors were Iranian Islamic, 12th and 16th century, they then marched me to the Waterloo Police Headquarters. This is in Britain. Following a hour-long conflab over the contents of my bag, which included a foreign language newspaper of all things, the officers emerged to announce my arrest under the terms of Prevention of Terrorism Act. On reasonable suspicion, I was engaged in activities constituting a risk to public security. Small circles in my sketches indicating bullards along a footpath were taken to be intent bomb placements. I spent 4 hours already having been detained for 3.5 in a cell in Kennington Police Station, wondering whether I might not be joining those in Belmarsh, where Mr. Plunkett could detain me without explanation, and in the interest of public security, refused to divulge alleged evidence. If the majority of the country needed protecting, they better ask who the enemies of democracy currently are.
Okay. Well, he got busted for having books.
Books, sketching a map of the city where he's going to place signage. I guess he sells advertising to shops and stuff for advertising their business or whatever, and he's figuring out where he's going to put these signs, and they're thinking it's where he's going to put bombs.
If he got busted for having philosophy books, I'd be going down hard.
Yeah, you have a bit more than just philosophy books.
Well, I took a lot of philosophy in college.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't think too much now, because thinking too much is dangerous, right?
I kept a couple of the books, too, and it's like, so they'd be like, oh, what's this?
Yeah.
Guess what? You're going to prison.
Off to prison, you go. This next thing sounds like a promotion, but it's not, because it's free. It's absolutely free. Free right now, anyway. And I think Sparky told me about this one. It's Stanaphone. Stanaphone is the first free and extremely easy-to-use internet telephone that uses real U.S. telephone numbers. It makes possible to call and receive free calls to and from regular home and mobile phones in U.S., Canada, and a selection of other countries as well. You can download it for free. You can use it for free. You can call free to about 12 countries. Canada, U.S., Britain, France, a whole list. Go to their site, and you actually get a real phone number. And Sparky signed up, and he got a New York telephone number.
It won't last.
Oh, no, it won't last, but it's free right now. So go for it. Have some fun. Think of cool things to do with your free telephone number.
Yeah, it'll last about maybe 3 months.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe Skype actually just came out with it as well, and I believe it's 1.2 cents an hour to call the U.S. or Canada with Skype now.
Well, that's not
bad. Too bad, eh? You won't even notice that on your bill.
No.
Jeez. I think Enki told me that today. I'm not sure if it's in the software or if it's just in the works. No idea. I just reinstalled Skype today. I haven't really looked at it yet. So, the U.S. government has now spoken out about Internet Explorer, and they're telling you to stop using it now. It is dangerous. It is very, very dangerous for everyone.
The government says don't use it. That's kind of funny.
The government. Not just the government. The Department of Homeland Security. Computer Emergency Readiness Team touched off a storm this week when it recommended, for security reasons, using browsers other than Microsoft Internet Explorer. The Microsoft browser, the government warned, cannot protect against vulnerabilities in its Internet Information Services 5 program, which a team of hackers allegedly based in Russia has exploited with a JavaScript that is appended to websites. The particular virus initiated this week inserts JavaScripts into certain websites. When the users visit those sites, initiates pop-up ads on home and office computers, among many other vulnerabilities. So it goes blah, 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 lots of vulnerabilities. And the next day, Microsoft finally patched it after, I think, a year and a half. After they said they patched it a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
It takes the government, always, of course, to get Microsoft to spring into action.
Yeah, because the government's just looking to kick their ass.
So when the government tells you not to use Microsoft products, maybe it's time to look elsewhere.
I might, because I've always used it, so it'll be a big switch for me.
Firefox, it's so good, Smokey. Switch, you'll never go back. You just won't. It's so nice.
Okay.
You'll have to install your plugins again, but that's not really hard.
No. How long does that take?
Oh, it'll take you like 5 minutes, right?
Right.
It's the pop-up, just for the tabs, and the pop-up blocker. That's all you need to even start going on it. It's so nice.
I'm using the Google toolbar right now, which has a pop-up blocker, which is nice.
Yep. And
plus you have Google everywhere, which is a nice thing.
And built into Firefox on the right-hand side, it's got Google search at the top.
Okay, I'm sold.
Yep, there you go. That's the thing you needed.
Mm-hmm.
Piracy arrest at Spider-Man 2 on opening night.
Oh, Cool.
A teenager was arrested early Wednesday in a California theater showing Spider-Man 2 after a projectionist using night vision goggles saw him using a camcorder to make an illegal copy of the superhero sequel.
Yeah, I saw this on the news.
Like on TV?
Yeah, it was on TV.
Wow. The 16-year-old could be charged under a law that went into effect January 1st and makes taking a recording of a device into a movie theater a crime punishable up to 1 year in jail and a maximum fine of $2,500. Well, at least the fine isn't outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
It's still pretty high, but... The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office will review the case and decide whether to charge the teen, who was released to his parents' custody. The film industry's trade group hailed the arrest and credited its recent initiative to offer cash rewards up to $500 to theater employees who turn in moviegoers and attempted to make illicit film copies.
And I don't want to sound like I'm on their side. You do have to punish this kid.
Yeah, he shouldn't really be doing this.
You're not supposed to do that. That sort of is stealing. Once it hits Kazaa, I say it's not stealing because it's just somebody else giving me what they have.
Yeah, but you're going into the theater, you're taking the movie. Not so cool. Not really that cool to do that.
It's a really cool movie.
Yep.
I saw it.
Very good movie. Everyone go see it. It's if you like the Evil Dead movies, same producer, of course. A lot of people know that, but there's a lot of Evil Dead influence in this. You'll see a lot more of it in here, which I loved.
And it's so much better than the first one.
Oh, it kicks ass on the first one. Everything's better about
really
it.
Good.
So, you've got the fascist police paying you money to catch the thieves and put them in jail because they're a menace to society. I heard that too.
I know. Guys, do not message me. Leave me alone. I'm doing a fucking show, all right? Back off.
And Michael Moore, keeping his name in the newspaper. Controversial Michael Moore, pirate my film, no problem. Controversial filmmaker Michael Moore has welcomed the appearance on the internet of pirated copies of the anti-Bush documentary Fahrenheit 9/11 and claimed he is happy for anybody to download it for free of charge.
He's such a suck-ass, dude. I swear to God.
The activist author... You think so, still? You think it's just a publicity? He's still in it for the money?
He's not even in it for the money. He's just in it to get his face on it. That's what it's for. I mean, look at the movie poster. He could put anything on it all, but what's on it? His face. It's all about him.
And do you really want to see his face? I don't want to see his face.
No, I don't want to see his face.
His fat, scraggly, bearded face.
I like in the movie where he talks about slanted media and and how other companies profit from 9/11. Yet he made a movie that's like bringing in $1 zillion.
What is the alternative to doing that? Not making the movie whatsoever?
No, but I mean, it's just kind of odd to talk about, you know, all these companies that are profiting from it, and he's making huge money off of it.
So he should give up the money and give it back to the theaters, the movie distribution company, or the MPAA. Which people?
He should give it all to families.
The families of the when the
yes.
Yeah.
Every time.
And just enough for him to live on craft dinner and a cardboard box in the street.
Just to buy him his next film, enough
film reels to film his next movie.
Why not? That's the way you would do it.
Well, true, but
if somebody gave you a bunch of money, you'd give it all away, or
a large majority of it to people to fund more internet radio sites. Stuff like
and
that.
And it's like I said, it's not a documentary. It's his opinion.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Really is. It's completely his opinion.
Oh, for sure. If anybody doesn't see that it's his opinion, is very, very blind.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he doesn't even attempt to show any other side of it at all.
But should he? Should he have to? Is he legally obliged to show the other side?
No, he's not legally obliged to, but if I was a filmmaker, I would, because he'd get more credit that way.
Oh, he would.
I think,
but
it
probably
a
make
lot,
a. It,
a
depending depending how you do it, it could still be a very entertaining movie.
Yeah. I just thought, you know, the way he presented some of the stuff, for those who don't pay attention to politics at all, and there's a lot of people who don't, they're going to go in there and just think, okay, this must be the way it is then, because, you know, because it's given to them in short bites, and that's how people like it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is our society. They take one opinion and take it as the truth, and they don't seek out other media sources.
Yeah. That's my big complaint about Michael Moore, is people will take everything they see as the truth, and that's not necessarily his fault.
No.
But I think he should think about that once in a while, too.
Definitely his Bowling for Columbine was more of a documentary than this was. He presented a more balanced movie. It still wasn't completely balanced. He still had some influence on a slant on it, but this mm-hmm. is a tirade on Bush.
Yeah, completely.
And
I mean,
sure,
that's
fine. That's his right to do that, and he's not really apologetic about it either.
He's not. I didn't get bored watching Bowling for Columbine, but I got bored watching this one. I really did.
I don't think it was as well of put together as Bowling for Columbine, but it was more of just facts. Here's bombarded with facts, right?
It was kind of sleepy, you know.
It was kind of sleepy. He could have hyped it up a bit better throughout it, and I don't know. The clips were good that he put in there.
Yeah.
It was just lacking. It lacked the charge that was in Bowling for Columbine.
And I mean, some of the clips they had of President Bush weren't as damning as I thought they were going to be.
They just make him look really silly.
Because I mean, a lot of them, you know, they showed other people combing his hair. And I'm sitting there going, okay, if I had somebody else combing my hair, how would I look?
Yeah, you'd look really silly.
You'd be looking up and down and sideways, and I'm like, okay, what's the point of that?
Oh, I have hundreds of hours of film of Sean Kennedy I could put together to make him look like the most bumbling fool on the face of this planet.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I have hundreds of hours of film that make him look like a god.
And I mean, especially with still photos, it's really easy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's just one frame of somebody's face in big motion.
You make him look extremely foolish.
I actually realized how many motions your face goes through to get from one expression to another.
Oh, yeah, you catch one of those, some of them in between. Oh, yeah.
It looks really stupid.
So there's some people who want to talk with us.
Yeah.
Let me see if that person still wants to talk with us. Yes. So this is Atlantic Bitch Slap that we're going to talk with first.
His name's Richard, actually.
Richard. I didn't know how he wanted to be called.
Well, it's on the schedule, so that's what he gets.
Okay. So let me see. Okay, there we go. So we're going to call him up, and he won't be... Oh, he's got a picture. You can put pictures on Skype now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
How fancy.
Hello, you're on Rantspeak.
Hello?
You're really far away from your microphone as well.
No, I'm not.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Hello?
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Oh,
you
can?
So if you stop the Winamp so you can hear us.
Stop the Winamp.
That might help a bit.
Does that help?
Yeah, you need to get up close to your microphone for sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a pipe.
Yeah, that's the way the show sounds, too.
The show sounds like we're in a pipe? Excellent.
Okay. That's awesome.
Nothing but quality at Rant Radio here.
Yay for technology.
We usually hit the pipe right before the show. That's the problem.
So if you're going to sound like that, you're going to have to keep it short and sweet, because it sounds really crappy.
Really? Yeah.
Sounds like you're using a microphone off a webcam that's sitting on top of your computer monitor and you're about 4 feet away.
Actually, yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, that sucks.
Yes, it does.
Anyway, dude, tell your story.
I don't have shade with me. If I had shade with me, it'd sound amazing, but...
Don't you host a radio show on our station?
Yeah, he does.
Don't you?
Yeah, but shade does all the work.
Oh, and you use this microphone to do the radio show?
Yeah, it sounds a lot better when we, you know, when Shade's
actually,
here,
it actually, it does.
I don't understand this. Oh, well.
Anyway, dude.
Tell us a story.
Yeah, I don't know if it's today or yesterday, wherever it is you're living at, but here it's yesterday now, because now it's July 5th. But Mm-hmm. Yesterday around 12:20 a.m., so it just became July 4th, me and Shade were walking along, just walking along the street, minding our own business. We got jumped by these white guys acting black. They kicked the crap out of us. I ended up in the emergency room. My nose is broken. I was bleeding a lot, and the cops kept telling me to stop giggling, and the people at the hospital stop giggling, blah, blah, blah. And eventually, someone said, "Why are you giggling?" And July 4th is my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, so the first birthday present I got was, a shit kicker, so...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And no explanation... They didn't take anything from you? They didn't say anything to you, or what?
No, I had my digital camera with me and $200 in my pocket. I still have it all.
And they just beat your ass for no reason.
Yeah.
Did you get a good look at him?
Well, you know what it was? Shane brought his woman with him, and she kept yelling back at them.
Okay, so the girlfriend caused a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so cool. Not probably a very good idea.
Was she drunk?
No, that's just the way she is.
Oh. Very nice.
You can do that. I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that so much. And then they go after the guys.
Yeah.
Of course.
I can do whatever I want because you won't hit me. What, you piss me off enough, I might.
Yeah, so. I thank her from the bottom of my heart and my broken nose. So.
Yeah, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, cool. Thanks for phoning in. That sucks a whole lot.
Yeah, well, I just want to say thanks for, letting me be on Rantspeak. It's like a big thing for me. I'm like, wow.
Well, you're very, very welcome. Thanks for staying up very
early. It's 4:30 a.m., so I don't sound the best.
Yeah, you're on the East Coast, aren't you?
Yeah.
Was that sarcasm, or did you actually mean that?
Sarcasm of what? I'm sorry, I'm also a little concussed.
sarcasm about being happy to be on this show.
No, I'm thrilled. I'm psyched.
Wow.
I stayed up till 4:30 a.m. to do this show, and that's just because I love Rant Radio that much. I lived the Rant Radio dream. A week after I first learned about Rant Radio, I had a show. So.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah.
That's very hard to do.
That is very hard to do. That's very cool.
Or an easy thing to impress.
Yeah. Well, we're very glad to have you on Rant Radio as a DJ.
And thank you for the kind words.
No problem.
So we shall talk.
I love you guys in the most homoerotic way.
Well, thank you. We love you in a non-homoerotic way as well.
It always helps to kiss my ass.
In a non-homoerotic way.
That's right.
So thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay. Later.
Later.
I always say thanks for calling in, but we call them.
Yeah, we call them.
Somebody else. Oh, Ultimate, who made the Rant Sampler CD, wants to talk with us as well.
Sure.
So let's, because he has, I think, a little story about the Sampler CD.
Okay.
See if his microphone is a little bit better than one of our DJs. Ringing. I wish it rang for the second person in. That'd be cool. I guess that would get annoying.
Sometimes it does.
Does it? You hear Ultimate.
Hello?
Hello.
It's my first time doing Skype.
Well, you're doing just fine. You can hear us and we can hear you.
You sound really good.
Yeah, you do sound very clear.
That's surprising.
not as clear as Purden, which is very upsetting to me, but that's someone that we really don't want to talk to comes in like better than Smokehouse.
And we're not going to talk today.
Tell us a story about the CDs that you made up.
Well, I was watching the SKTFM TV show and saw how Sean kept handing out DVDs, and I just thought it would be a perfect idea if I could hand them out.
What? Yeah. You're watching a show where Sean was handing out DVDs? That sounds like the show you're not supposed to be watching that we pulled off the air. How could you have that one? You must have got that from some underground hacking corporation or something.
It wasn't me.
So, continue on.
Well, since I don't have a DVD burner, and CDs are much cheaper anyway, I just figured, well, I'll make a bunch of CDs. I made 25 when I did that, and I still have 10 left.
Excellent. And you put them in the post office, right?
Yeah, and they took them down.
Did they give you back your CDs, or did you have to, like, argue with them?
Well, I don't know yet, because they took them down Saturday, and they're closed tomorrow, so I have to talk to them Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So, you may or may not get your CDs back. Did you ask permission to put them in there, or is it just kind of a bulletin board everyone puts stuff on?
Well, everyone just puts stuff on there, because it was pretty packed. I had to kind of, like, squeeze it in there.
Okay. So it was kind of a free-for-all bulletin board, then?
As far as I know, anyway.
Okay. Right. So they didn't like your freedom of speech, did they? Giving away free CDs is just not... It's just not right. Those should be purchased, or money must be made off of those somehow.
Well, the post office might not be a good place to do that.
Yeah. I mean, also, on the other hand, it is their place. They can take it down if they want, but it's good to question them why they took it down.
Yeah, it's a government building, so...
Yeah. It might be evil terrorist propaganda you're putting up. And it probably could be termed as that, actually.
I could have put them next to the AOL CDs they give out.
They give away AOL CDs, but they took away the rant CDs. That's interesting.
Dude,
exactly.
Do AOL CDs, do they come in sleeves, like paper sleeves?
Yeah.
They probably come with advertising all over them saying AOL everywhere, so
okay,
probably not too useful.
Well, no. All you gotta do, because you can buy sleeves like that and print on them.
So oh, yeah, okay.
Maybe you should make, like, AOL, you know, sleeves and put Sean's stuff in the sleeve.
Or just take all the AOL CDs you find and then just put the Sean's CDs in the AOL and put them back where you found them after.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Replace the CDs.
That's right.
Or just slip it in behind there.
It's all free, right? They'll probably have a more a better time with the rant CD than with the AOL anyway.
Well, I did manage to hand out 5, so I know 5 people did get them.
Have you gotten any feedback from the stuff you gave out?
No, not yet. I posted on the board asking Sim about my idea because we have a community day coming up on the 10th, and I was wondering just... I'd go out and hand them out, but what would be the best way to, like, convince them to take the CD, and what age groups should I target and stuff like that?
Well, you should shave your head, say you're from the Church of Rant, and wear a cloak. No, just kidding.
Actually, all you need to do is make a whole bunch of them and, like, put this spindle down, and a giant sign that says free.
Yeah, free. Free entertainment on CD. Please take one.
People like free. They don't have to want it. If it's free, they'll take it.
Exactly. So that just might work. Like, put it out for a while, see if that works. And if not, like, it's pretty touchy approaching people cold and giving them stuff. They're very taken aback. Like, what is this? What are you trying to sell me? What do I have to do? What is on this? They're very untrusting.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, but yeah, it happens. So maybe try just putting it on a table first and letting people take it, see how that works.
Make a little rant booth.
Yeah, make your own booth up there. Bring a chair and a little table, portable table. Sit down, put it beside it, and a big free sign. That might work. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Well, thank you very much for... And also tell people that they're allowed to copy it as much as they want.
Yes.
As well, because that's very important. People might think, "Oh, I gave this. Somebody gave this to me. I shouldn't copy this."
Well, no, that's in the README. If they figure out how to open the README.
Oh,
okay.
Excellent, because all of our stuff, like Michael Moore, is freely distributed, and you can copy it as much as you want, as long as you don't make money off of it. That is the only stipulation. Don't make money off of it. We're all cool here, and try and give us credit too for what we do.
Yeah.
I say anyone who does make money off stuff should send it all to us.
Yeah, still questionable.
We'll find out, yeah, and then you'll send it to us.
Yeah, and if you don't send it to us, we'll kick your ass. But please, don't make money off it, because we don't. It is free. People shouldn't have to pay for this. So is that everything you want to talk about? Do you have any more questions or anything?
No, that's it.
Okay, well,
Where are you from, dude?
Yeah.
New York.
Oh. Well, pick up a copy of the New York Times and you can get our little write-up in the paper from July 1st. There you go.
Is it actually in the paper or was it just on the web?
It is in the real paper. I picked up some copies, gave one to Sean.
Okay, can I please have one, please?
I don't have any copy. I have one for myself, one for Sean.
Oh man, you suck.
I don't know how you'll be able to get them.
If anybody else can get one, please email me and I will send you something in return.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard to get those being in
Vancouver. What day was it?
It was on July 1st, Thursday, this past Thursday. It's in the it's in the computer section, like I think the third or fourth section in. And it's about, I think it's I want my ETV or something. That's what the catchy little phrase is.
Wipe it from the library. I'm sure they have it.
Yeah, you could also go steal it from the library. They're one poor copy that they have, but try not to do that. The library gives away things for free. So if you can't find it in the store, that would be a little bit better.
Anybody who could find me that, I would be like so happy.
Or actually, you could probably go to a recycling depot or go to people's recycling bins. And there'll be tons of newspapers in there. Ask somebody who has a subscription to the New York Times. I'm sure there's tons of people in New York that have the subscription to the New York Times.
Yeah, trash day is Tuesday.
There you go. Go out on Tuesday and get like 30 copies of it. No problem.
If I get that, it's getting framed and put up on the wall.
Yeah, that would be very, very cool. That is cool. It's one of the biggest newspapers in the world. Or, well, most well-known, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for calling in, Ultimate.
All right.
And we will talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. Anybody else? It's getting really late.
Yeah, it is.
Somebody wants to ask more vegan questions? No. They don't want to talk.
Well, always ask vegan questions, but nobody asks cripple questions. Well, what's up with that?
Oh, somebody was going to ask cripple questions, actually. Oh, there we go. Somebody has some cripple questions.
Awesome.
You know what? I love people who have 50,000 different names. Makes me so happy. Happy, happy, happy. One second. I'm going to ask him what his real name is. Well, you could have talked. You could have talked in the meantime.
I could have talked,
but you didn't.
I'm sort of watching the IRC scroll by.
Oh, okay.
I really have nothing to talk about, you know.
No? Oh, somebody got a number. Of course, it's totally long distance, so that doesn't help us at all.
Yeah.
Somebody signed up for one of those numbers. So I guess if you're in the 914 area code, wherever that is. Waiting for Skype name, waiting. Oh, there it is. Okay. I don't see you on the list. Oh, because he didn't add me to it. My name is Rant Radio on the Skype list. So if you want to be added to the Skype list. Oh, see, your name isn't Tech Tricks on the list. It's your real name. So we're going to call you by your real name. Because that's the way Skype works. Oh, he's got a picture there.
What is
well.
His real name? Let's bust him.
It's either Gavin or Akbar. I have no
idea. He's been making fun of me on that for something about messing up.
Well, Tech Tricks, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
So you wanted
my mic?
What?
My mic fine?
No,
yeah,
it sounds like crap, but at least we can hear you.
He sounds a lot better than the other guy did.
Yeah, you do sound a little bit better, very tinny, but you sound a lot better than the other guy.
I'll hope.
So you had some questions for Smokehouse.
Yeah, see, I heard from Sean that the whole cripple thing was a joke, but are you really a cripple?
Yes, I am. I have cerebral palsy. I can't walk unassisted, basically.
He's got the palsy.
All right.
Uh-huh.
He falls down a lot if he doesn't have his walker.
Yeah, well, I fall down a lot with it, too. So.
No,
it's all good.
I've seen him in person, live. He needs his walker.
It's legitimate.
Yeah, it's all legit. So you can all feel sorry for Smokey now.
Yeah.
Please send him your sympathy and your cards.
Yeah, I'll send him those moon pies, too.
No, send Sean the moon pies. Smokey doesn't need the moon pies.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
Do you want some moon pies?
I'll take them and I'll send them to him. He'll love it.
Yeah, and Smokey will divide up the moon pies.
Equally.
He's a 24.
What's that?
I have a case of 24.
A case of 24 moon pies.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
Well, Sean's birthday is coming up.
In October.
In October, yes, true. So if you want to save them till October and I can forward them on to Sean.
I think they'll keep that long, too.
They probably will. Those kind of snack dessert things keep a very long time.
They'll last a fallout.
Last till fallout, yeah. I think the shelf life on Twinkies are 10 years, so.
Yeah. Did you have any other questions other than, are you really crippled? That's the generic question. Everybody asked me that one.
I was also wondering if Sumerian's still doing the Half-Life 2 soundtrack thing.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Okay, they still have to get back to me. It's not the official Half-Life 2 soundtrack. It's a mod of Half-Life 2, and they were in development, and of course, the music comes really late in the development. So when they get back to me, yep, Born on Beta is going to be on that for a couple tracks.
I wouldn't worry about the mods until the actual game fucking comes out.
Exactly. The game has to come out first. I'm sure they have some pre-releases that they can work from, but still they probably have to tweak it muchly after the game comes out.
If it ever comes out.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it will.
Well, I have a story.
You have a story? Is it good?
It's about my experiments with fireworks.
Okay. You still have all your fingers?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Know, I distance.
Okay, continue so, then.
Basically, I took some PVC, and I'm not going to describe all the fittings because no one cares, but I filled the thing from top to bottom with black powder, and I put a fuse in the top after I drilled a hole, and I screwed on the cap, and I duct taped it to this tree in my backyard, and I lit it, mm-hmm. and a few seconds later, it sounds like a frickin' cannon off in my backyard.
That's about right from the description of your PVC pipe.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's nothing left there, and the tree's kind of there now, but it was just like a miniature stick of dynamite, and I didn't really think it'd be, you know, that big of an explosion, because, you know, you think of PVC, you think it'd be very large, but I actually used small pieces.
Wow. So did it take a chunk out of the tree, or did it just explode?
Well, the tree's kind of halfway there. the part where it was taped to is pretty much annihilated.
Wow.
This is so Darwin. It's like, tape something to a tree and lit it on fire.
Yep.
Well, anyway.
But he lived through it, so he hasn't won the award yet.
Yeah, and also, since you can't release Perdon, or wait, cancel that. Since you can't release Patrolling.
Oh my god, how could you say that?
No, anyway.
We have to deprogram these people.
No kidding, eh?
You have to do the people a favor.
Yeah.
What's that, right, man?
First you play the Bam Motherfucker sound.
What, that one thing I did accidentally?
Yeah, play that, then Ban Purdon.
I guess I can play it. I can try.
And then he wants you to ban Purdon from the IRC.
Let me find the stupid sound, dude. Hold on. Keep talking, Sim. Keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, patrolling. I was working on Porn on Beta this week, so no patrolling. I am very sorry. I'm going to try and get it next week, but, you know, I've got a billion things to do. And I should be able to get maybe the next episode, like episode 3, and probably episode 4 before we go down to Vegas, but I'm not quite sure if I'll be able to get episode 4.
I got it. Let's
you got
see if it plays. Yeah, because the first time it was an accident, so I don't know if it'll work or not.
Okay.
Here we go. Hold on.
Drum roll.
Bam, motherfucker!
Did it play?
It played. There you go.
Bye.
All right, now I have to ban Pardon.
This is live radio, people. This is as good as it gets.
There you go.
And there he goes. And in the obligatory no before he gets kicked. And he's gone. Another
I didn't know that you could actually hear sounds that came through on my computer.
You're not really supposed to. But that is actually very cool.
Now I can do that.
Yeah, because on Skype before it was only the microphone, so maybe they've changed it to a general input device, which would be nice.
Because I was always wishing I could do that.
Because then Smokey can possibly hear the music in behind if I hook it up the right way now.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool, and you can hear all the email intro and stuff like that. But yeah. I'll have to take a look into that.
I didn't hear the email intro this time, so it must not be quite
right. Gator 2 says, go to microphone, change the click box from some to microphone. Oh, okay. That's what you have to do to get rid of the sounds. And that's what I have to do to bring the sounds in.
Well, usually before you hear anything, it goes through my mixer. And I thought I had it routed to where you wouldn't hear anything extra. Apparently, I didn't.
Right, yeah. But I do. But it's okay. You're pretty quiet.
Well, you know, it was all worth it.
Very much
If it makes you guys happy.
And that's what we're all about. Making
all
people happy. So thanks for phoning in, and the show is over. It's almost been 2 hours, and I am very tired, and I have to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm going to Chicago this morning, so I need to get some sleep. And
oh, really?
Yeah, I have to take a leak, and it's really bad. Horrible.
All bad.
Yeah, because I mean, we've been on the air now for an hour and 50 minutes.
Yeah. And your bladder is bursting.
Yeah, it's been bursting for about an hour now.
Oh, boy. So. Okay, we're going to let you go while you're... Oh, what is your name? It doesn't... it says your real name on Skype. Of course, everyone types in their real name. And then they say, call me. And I'm like, call who? You're not on my list. Oh, your real name. Great, okay.
We don't know your real name, you asshole. That does.
So,
yeah, I'll change. So
your name is... There we go, Tech Tricks.
Yeah.
So we will talk to you later. Thanks for phoning in. Thanks for staying up.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. We're done another episode.
Was this, what, 19?
Number 19, yep.
Which is actually the 20th show.
Which is technically the 20th show. Yes, because there's a prequel, a number zero show.
Are we going for the record?
No.
I wonder if we'd still be doing this in 2 years.
I think it would take 2 years, wouldn't it? Two and a bit, maybe.
We'd have to hit 123 would do it.
That's a lot of episodes. Well, if we're still doing it, we're still doing it. Maybe.
I'll bet we will be. I mean, if the station's still around, we'll still be doing this, probably.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
I think so.
Maybe not at the same time, but we'll still be doing it.
I like Sunday nights.
Things can change.
Things can change, but it would take a momentous kind of push to get me out of Sunday nights at 11. Maybe 10 o'clock, but that involves me leaving somebody's, like, people's houses early. And I already had to leave Enki's house. I was at Enki's house before this, and I'm like, oh, crap, it's 9:30. I got to go. And
well,
I have quite
he's
a
drive. He's in Abbotsford, right?
No, Langley. So.
Okay, he was in Abbotsford when I was there.
Yeah, that's right. He moved from Abbotsford a little bit closer, which is nice. So it's only a 45-minute drive.
Of course, you know, if Sean was there, you could make it in 10.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
He makes the drive to your apartment look like nothing.
A big blur.
People probably think, I wonder if Sean really drives, like, in patrolling when he's, like, backing out to go buy soap. Whatever it is. People think that's all staged. No, he drives like that.
That's how he drives. There's not much exaggeration on any of the shows.
No.
It's all real stuff.
It's balls to the wall all the time.
Exactly. Of course, he's not all that level of hyperness all the time, but he does get that excited.
he passes out and takes small naps. I've seen that happen too.
That's right. So we're signing off till next week.
Yes. Till next week.
Oh my God, I'm tired. Where's my intro? There it is. Okay. So say goodbye, Smokey, and then I'll say goodbye, and then we'll both be goodbye.
Goodbye, Smokey. Konnichiwa, bitches, and all that.
And goodbye from Sumerian until next week, and hopefully some patrolling next week. Arrivederci.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.